Let me express, Lisa speaking.
Hey, Lisa, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing?
Good, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for calling. Sorry I missed your call. I was just finishing up with another client. Okay. So I heard your voicemail, though. So you're on a, just to clarify, right, Gerald is on a Google Guaranteed only account. So when you go in that dashboard, right, because you're logged in, correct, to your tracking system?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to see where it says verify now. Don't even touch that. That's for our clients that are doing local search engine optimization. We're not doing that. We're doing a Google Guaranteed account for you, for the lead service. Okay?
Okay.
So what I checked on, because the last note I saw from Ivan, who he's Jerry's lead specialist, right, like managing his account, put that the application is still needed, but I'm trying to get clarification on that, okay? So just bear with me. What I'm going to do, just in case we – oh, go ahead.
So how do I get the application?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. So just in case it isn't submitted yet, I'm going to send it to you right now via text message, and it should already be in the email, too. Okay, so
what
email? Here, I'll verify it with you right now. Give me one quick second here. office.plumbingexpress@gmail.com.
Yeah, I am there.
Okay.
So what email did it come through?
So if you go to the email titled Google Guaranteed,
okay, let me go to, let me get all your emails together here.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be the one for me. It'll say Daniel Nelson.
Okay, I'll just plug in your name. Hopefully it'll pull up, right?
Yeah, it should. It should, for sure.
Daniel. Nelson, huh?
Yes, ma'am. N-E-L-S-O-N.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
Okay, so in that email, Google Guaranteed, okay, if you click on it, and I just sent it to you via text, too, you're going to see in the email thread, here, I'm pulling it up right now, too, I replied to it with, like, your guys' vertical, which just means category, the cost per qualified lead, the minimum budget requirement, and just focus on plumbing. We haven't started water damage for him yet. He told me he'll do that in the future. But you're going to see a link. It'll be the latest response, and it'll have – it's just a little blue hyperlink. If you click on that, that will take you to the application.
All right. Let me – okay. Okay. I'm – okay. So I see your – okay, the email that I'm on says – good news. Initial steps completed.
That one is not the one for me. Here, what I'm going to do, that's going to be from Local Splash Support, but I'm not sure if they put the app in there. So what I'm going to do is just resend the email. So you're going to get a brand new email with just the link.
Okay. Let me, wait a minute.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time. No worries.
Yeah, you better just send it to me because I can't seem to find it.
Yeah, yeah, no worries. So if you, I just resent it right now. So if you open that up, it's going to have, it's just going to be one link, but that's the link to the application.
Okay, it's not showing me anything, Daniel.
Very strange. There should be like three little dots, right? Like if you click on those dots, it'll pull it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it was in the other email you had too. I didn't know that. So learn something new every day.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm in. So, okay. It says, what is your first and last name? What is your email address?
Yeah. So that's going to be all Gerald's information. What I did is I went ahead, I sent it to him in the initial call and he told me he was filling it out. So that's why I'm trying to get a response. I don't want you to fill it out again if it's already filled out,
I don't believe he filled it out. Then.
Yeah, they just got back to me too. Perry on the Google Guaranteed side told me it's not completed.
Right. Okay. So then I got to drop down our business license.
Yes.
A copy of our business license.
Let me check if licensing is required for your area. Give me one quick second. I believe it is, but hold on.
Yeah, it's a red asterisk, so I believe it is. Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Yeah, license is required. Yes, so license and insurance you're going to put in there.
Right, okay. Well, I'll have to find the license. I don't know if I have one, because I work from the office, plus I work from home, and right now I'm working from home, so, but I'll try to find it. Okay.
What
so
I'm going to do to you, Lisa, is I'm going to add you to the account. That way, when you call, they know who you are, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, give me one quick second here. And just to verify, Gerald Rodriguez, right, Plumbing Express, that's the right company, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Awesome. I just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
Sure.
So settings, let me see. I'm going to add, okay, Lisa, what do you want me to put as your title? Like office manager?
My title is office manager. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just took a guess there.
Yeah.
All right. So office manager, I'm going to put your cell phone in there too.
Great.
Let's see, notes, office manager. I'm going to put if we can't, so when they call for updates and stuff, if we can't get a hold of Gerald, to call you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Correct. His name is Jerry.
Oh, really? He goes by Jerry? Okay.
He goes by Jerry, which is Jerry.
Got it. Okay. If we can't get...
Because his legal name is Gerald.
Yeah, so we always have to go off the legal name, you know, but I'll put in here he prefers to go by Jerry for sure. Call office manager. Funny, my mom's name, so she's from Tennessee, right? Her name's Jerry, and so they have in our family, like they always name the firstborn after the father. Well, they had a girl, so they named her Jerry still.
Kidding.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Huh?
How does she spell it?
Jerry. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, crazy, huh? Crazy. So that's my mom's name too. So I can't forget that one.
Right.
All right. So let me
He's got his business under Plumbing Express, right? Or does he have it underneath Red Mountain Property Services?
No, he has it under Plumbing Express. What he told me though is because his goal is to get water damage going. And I believe it was home inspections too. I may be incorrect on that one, but I can check. So what I told him, instead of paying a $250 application fee for every single one with separate businesses, I was like, you have a 84 reviews already on your Google page. So all you have to do is like make an umbrella company with all three verticals where it satisfies it, and we could target all of them. And it was actually electrical, not home inspections. I was wrong about that. So, he wants to go eventually electrical, water damage, plumbing, and I think there might have been one more. Oh, HVAC. I guess he's getting his stuff for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So right now we're just starting with plumbing so he could kind of get the feel for it too, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. All right. Okay, so, all right, so I just fill this out and submit it?
Yes, and if you can, your cell phone's on file now, right? So if you could, just shoot us, they'll get it in their inbox, but I always like to just get them on top of it, too. So if you can, just shoot me, like, a text, like, saying, I submitted the app. That way I could get them right on it. I'll send you, you obviously have my direct line and extension, but I'm just going to send it to you in a text message. That way you know where to text back to, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here we go. 635, 6225, extension 711. Perfect. Okay, here that comes now.
Okay, I got it.
Perfect. And
so
that's all.
This is your number, right?
Save that as my number. Yeah. It's the same number for the company. It's just, extension 711 to get to me.
Now my license, our license number, is that the ROC Is that the ROC?
Let me see. License number, ROC. Let me ask real quick.
Because that's what's on our truck.
License number, the ROC. First time I've been asked that, so let me just make sure,
yeah,
you know.
I probably should know this information.
I should know it too. You know, I love it when I get new questions because then I know, like, for the next time. Like, next time I could be like, yes, the ROC.
Right, right.
Let me see here. Let me take a look at the truck to you. Sometimes because they're like on the phones all the time, so it takes them a little while to get to me. All right.
Sure.
Let's see.
I don't think it'd be on my insurance. Maybe it would be on my insurance.
I think it is actually. Let me see because I know we put a document here, like an example.
Right.
It's on this guy real fast.
I don't see the document on the example. I saw the insurance document.
Yeah, so that's just a sample. So what Google wants to see is that Accord document. So don't worry about the amounts and all that, you know. What's it called?
I already got that. I already
changed
that over.
Oh, you're golden.
It's the license. It's the license number. So is it the ROC? Because we have two license numbers.
Okay. Do me a favor. Just put them both in there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have them, because when they create the account, they'll be able to see.
Yeah.
So just put the first one and then put a space and I'll explain it to them right now. Okay.
Okay. I don't know if it's another number. I might have to look.
Yeah. Yeah. No worries.
If it's another number.
So the client is not which license.
ROC. I think it is.
Both in the application. So it will be. You see, it is.
I think that's certification.
RC number, a license number. Yeah, I think it is. I guess it stands for Registrar of Contractors, but just to be safe so it doesn't prolong it, just put both numbers you have there, and then they'll be, when they create it, they'll know, like, because they have to go into the account, because we do the whole U.S., right? So some areas require different licensing, because what Ivan just told me is, like, man, I have to, once he has the application, he'll be able to create the account, and then it'll show him which license is needed, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I just got this information for somebody else not too long ago. Now I just got to find out where I did it, where I put it. All right, so I think I'm going to go. I'm going to try to find this license number because I got to find out when it expires.
Right, 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 right. They need the expiration on there too. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you have any trouble feeling, after that part, it should be easy breezy. It's just like basic info. You might need to speak to Jerry and get some information from him. Because for the background, it requires, like, social, all that stuff, you know? But other than that, you should be good to go, you know?
There's a what?
Other than that,
I should be good to go? Okay.
Yeah, other than that, you should be good to go. It's pretty simple questions. The license and the insurance is usually, you know, the toughest one or whatever. But, once you get that in, you should be golden, you know?
All right.
All right. So if you have any questions too, just call me. And also, just text me when you submit that. To verify the Google listing on the tracking system, don't worry about touching that because we're not going to play with your Google business profile. We're just doing a Google guaranteed account for you. Okay?
Okay. All right, great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome, man. Really nice to meet you too, Lisa. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Nice to meet you too. All right, Daniel. I'll let you know when I get it done.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
I'll text
you. Thank you. All right.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.